This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. So today, I want to talk to you about my morning routine and how to create a watch list. So if you are a new trader or a seasoned trader, one of the things that you'll know is that having a consistent morning routine is like super key, right? It's very ideal. It helps you to have a process that you can stick to every day, or even if you're just trading a few days a week. And one of the things I noticed with me being a trader is that when I don't stick to this morning routine, I kind of get out of tune with the markets, right? I start to like, oh my gosh, like how has this been going? I haven't watched this company, et cetera, et cetera. And by having a morning routine and also having a watch list, which we'll talk about more in a second, it allows you to really get in tune with how the markets are moving, what's going on in the world, and how your specific list of stocks are performing, okay? So let's first start off with my own personal morning routine. Now, my morning routine, I'm typically up by 6. I'm a mom of 2, so I'm usually up at 6, wrangling children, trying to get them to school, giving them pancakes, getting their hair done, dropping them off, et cetera, et cetera. Once all that's done, it should be about 9 a.m., okay? So typically around 9 a.m., that's when I'm really starting my morning routine when it comes to trading. Sometimes I may start a little bit earlier, and that typically will start with me just checking and seeing what the news is, right? And so sometimes if I'm up at 6, I may just take a quick look and see what news is out for the day. But a lot of times more of the news pertaining to companies is starting to come out around 9 a.m., 9:15, and closer to the opening bell, okay? So that's the first thing I like to do is check all of my favorite news sources. So this is MarketWatch.com, CNBC, Yahoo Finance News, and really just looking at all the different sites and kind of getting an idea of what is going on or what has happened overnight, in the Asian markets as well. So that's the first thing. I'm checking all of my news sources. And when I'm looking at my news sources, I'm looking at a couple different things. First, I'm looking at the news. What has happened from companies? What has happened in the world? What is just going on, right? That's the first thing. Then I'm also looking at the markets. So I'm looking specifically at the Asian markets first, because the Asian markets gives us a good indicator of how our markets may actually perform today, right? Because the Asian markets have done their thing overnight. And so a lot of times if the Asian market has been up during their trading session, then our markets is poised to be up on that day as well. Or if the Asian markets have been down on a trading session, our markets are typically poised to be down as well. So if we see that the Asian markets are up, then typically you may see at the opening bell for the US that our markets start open up as well. Okay, so that's the next thing that I'm checking is the Asian markets. Then I'm checking the futures, our US futures, and seeing how they're performing. Because if they are up as well, just like the Asian markets, then all of our US markets will also open up as well, right? So it's a good just indicator of if the market in its entirety will be up or down today. Now, keeping in mind that this could change, right? So however the market opens may not be how the market closes. So that's why I also check the next thing, which is forexfactory.com. So I like to check forexfactory.com. And we check this every morning. Our students, this is what we teach them in their morning routine, to check Forex Factory and see if there are any red folders. And these red folders are indications if there's going to be any news that may come out and potentially rock the markets and maybe turn a up day to a down day or turn a down day to an up day, right? And so we're looking for these red folders. And so these red folders let us know, like, hey, there's news coming out at 10 a.m., there's news coming out at 2 p.m., et cetera, et cetera. So I know recently Federal Reserve was announcing interest rates, right? And we were waiting for them around 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to announce if they were going to keep interest rates the way they are or have interest rates increase, right? And so that news, when it comes out, can make the markets go up a lot or make them fall a lot. And so I've seen situations where they announce, hey, the interest rates are going to go up again and the markets just completely tank because there's so much more consumers are just getting less and less confident in the markets. They keep raising rates. That means that we're paying more and more for things, et cetera, right? So that's why it's also really important to go and look and see, especially for our short-term traders or our day traders, exactly when is this news supposed to come out? Because if I'm in a trade, and let's say if that trade is already super profitable, I may want to go ahead and take my profits because that news could come out and make my trade go an opposite way. And I could end up maybe making more money, but there's also a chance that I could end up losing money. And so I always say, you never can go broke by taking profits. Okay. So greed is what typically will cause you to go broke. And we'll talk about that in another episode, but making sure that you're taking your profits, if they're 1,000, 1,500, whatever. I was talking to some of my students today and they're like, oh, my calls are up. And I'm like, take your profits, take them now, because you may not have those profits tomorrow morning. So make sure that you take them by 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll never go broke taking profits. Okay. So the next thing, after I'm checking Forex Factory, then I'm actually going and looking at my watch list. Okay. So your watch list to me is one of the most important parts or most important things that you should have when you are a trader and as a long-term investor. So your watch list is literally just a list of stocks that you are watching. As simple as that. These are typically going to be stocks that you may trade frequently or stocks that you just like, right? Companies you like, companies that you frequent, companies that you enjoy, you know, purchasing from, right? So maybe you like going and spending lovely evenings walking around the aisles of Target like myself. Maybe I'm going to watch Target because of that. Or maybe you get Amazon packages delivered to your house every day like I do, right? Amazon's another company I want to add to my list. So if you have not started to create your watch list, I definitely challenge you to go and create your own watch list. And you can do this on any brokerage site or website that you currently use to trade or manage your investments or news sites. Okay. So you can go and create a watch list directly, let's say like on Robinhood or Fidelity or TD Ameritrade or whatever, Webull, whatever company you're using to trade at, right? Or manage your money. You can also create watch lists in CNBC, right? So CNBC is a financial news network, which you've all probably seen or heard of, but they also have a really cool app that allows you to create your watch list within their app as well. Okay. So I definitely recommend creating your watch list first within your brokerage platform, because it's always easy just to kind of see things in a central location, but you can really create your watch list anywhere that you want. Now, when you're creating your watch list, I always tell people, especially new traders, you only need to add 5 to 7 stocks to your watch list. You do not need to have a million bajillion stocks on your watch list. Just like you can't watch a million bajillion shows at a time or a million bajillion kids at a time, make a small list, okay? You'll thank yourself later. So pick 5 to 7 stocks or ETFs or whatever, and then add those to your list, okay? That's it. Don't add 20, 30 companies because it's gonna be very, very hard. And let me tell you why this is important. This is important because you'll notice that when you become a trader, you tend to trade the same companies all the time. You can make more money by trading the same companies over and over and over again. You know why? Because you start to get into the flow of how these companies move. You start to understand that, oh, this news comes out and this is typically how this company reacts, or this company is up 5% today. And based on the charts and based on just alerts that I'm receiving, when this company goes up 5%, the next day it may typically have a bit of a down day, right? So when you start to add these to your watch list, these are companies that you start to become very familiar with. You also start to get alerts and receive notifications when the stock is up or when the stock is down, or if there's any shakeup in the management, right? I was seeing some stuff earlier about Starbucks, right? Starbucks apparently has like a lot going on within their upper level management. Like their CEO came back and then he left back out and they fired somebody else. And I was like, oh, wow, it's a lot of drama going on, right? And then they have all their baristas are trying to unionize. And believe it or not, all of this information is really important to know, right? So also when you're following these stocks or have them on your watch list, you'll also get notifications if, you know, if the company is laying off employees or things of that nature. And a quick tip for you, a lot of times, majority of the time when a company announces that there are layoffs happening, that typically makes the stock price go up. Now, as we know, hearing about layoffs is a bad thing. We never want to hear about anyone losing their job, right? But that also means that the company is on track to hopefully become profitable again. They're looking to reduce their expenses. And so that usually makes the stock price go up, right? You're also going to get alerts, not just when layoffs happen, but also if a company's price target is increase. So they may say, Starbucks's price target has just been increased from $100 to $150. So that now means that analysts don't expect this stock just to get to 100. They're expecting it to go even higher now and get to 150. And that typically will make the stock price go up. All right. Another place that you can actually create watch lists is actually on your iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, there's an app that comes with your iPhone. A lot of people don't realize it. It's Apple's app actually, and it's called Stocks. So there is a little app that comes within your iPhone. It's called Stocks, and you can literally add stocks to your watch list directly on the Stocks app. Okay. So those are a couple places that you can create your watch list and also why it is so important, right? So I challenge all of you guys to build your own morning routine. This is very important, right? And I like to have this entire morning routine done by 9:30 so that I can immediately get into any trades at 9:30 a.m. at the opening bell. And it really doesn't take that long. So I can actually do all of that stuff typically within about 15 minutes, but that's giving me all the confidence that I need to make my trade decisions for the opening bell. And so even if you don't have all that done by the opening bell, you can also do this stuff during the day, right? So even if you maybe work a little bit later, or you're not free till noon or whatever, you can still implement or do your morning routine throughout the day. The point of it is just to make sure that you are aligned and in tune with what's going on in the markets and with the companies that you are currently watching, okay? So this is my morning routine. Take some time. I challenge all of you to create your own routine. And just like how we create routines within our personal lives and for self-care, we also want to have routines for our businesses and also for our trading as well. I also challenge you to create a watch list. Pick 5 to 7 companies. And I always say start with companies that you use and companies that you love, right? So I would say list 5 or 7 companies, look around and think about all, like I'm looking right now, everything on my desk is Apple, right? Or maybe I have a Starbucks cup sitting to the side. Those are two great companies to start with. I look over here, there's an Amazon package, right? So boom, that's 3 companies, right? Right there, Apple, Amazon. I'm looking on a Chrome browser here, right? Google. So Google's another one. And you'll be really surprised when you start looking around, like how many companies you actually have. HP, I have an HP printer. You'd be so surprised how many companies you're already using and frequenting. And it makes it so much more fun to watch companies that you already use because you know how their products work. You know when they have new products coming out and things of that nature. So I challenge you to pick 5 to 7 companies that you already use and add them to your watch list. All right. So you have your homework. Build your morning routine and create your watch list. And hopefully you'll start seeing some profits roll in. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.